G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, July 28th. I'm John Barker. Joining me as usual is Joel Marshall. And just a shout out, make sure you've got your Winning Post or have arranged to get one as early as possible. This is calendar weekend. They do sell out at a lot of outlets. So please get there early to get your calendar. Joel, there's black type racing in three states to finish the season off. And, well, I guess the Bletchingley Stakes, the Group 3, is, well, that's battling with, I guess, the Lightning in Adelaide as the most intriguing of them, with a couple of Everest contenders to go around.
Yeah, no, it's certainly very intriguing, that race in Adelaide, now that Nature Strip has gone across to take on Sunlight. Nature Strip in the Bletchingley would have been nice to see, just to see him get a real test out. But obviously they've brought him back in distance and going for what appears to be the softer option, and the fact that DK Weir has a strong hand already in the Bletchingley with a couple of his proven stars, Voodoo Lad and Blackheart Bart. And you speak of the Everest, Vega Magic, highly talked about, hasn't got a slot yet. I'm sure if he comes out and wins on Saturday with the blinkers on first time, he'll probably shore up one of the last three slots. I think there might be three left, so you would think if he can win on Saturday, they'll probably snap him up.
All right, well, let's just get straight into that. That is the only black type race at Caulfield on Saturday. It's the Big Screen Company Bletchingley Stakes. It is race 7, 1200 metres. It's a Group 3 worth 150,000. And it's run at standard weight for age. As you said, Vega Magic is resuming, as is Blackheart Bart, as is the Kiwi Drossen, who I think is a pretty intriguing runner. No horse has won this first up since Shootout in 2010. And since it was stretched to 1,200 metres from 1,100, which was 14 years ago, there's only been two horses come through the Monash Stakes, and yet you would really think, two winners, I should say, come through the Monash Stakes, and yet you'd really think that the winner this Saturday, and I realise that my fun facts don't always work out, it probably won't here, because you would think that the winner is either going to be Vega Magic first up, or possibly R. Drossen first up, or one of the Monash horses.
Yeah, look, I think Voodoo Lad can win again. I liked him the other day, not enough to back him. He's never sort of really been a horse that I have backed myself, but he was ridden the way he needs to be ridden, quiet, and then brought to the outside of runners, and he let down with a very good sprint. Barrier 7 should see him ridden the same, and I think he can win again. He's 4 from 5 at Caulfield. His only defeat was a second. So I'm keen on Voodoo Lad. I've put R. Drossen in for second. Speaking to Mick Price last week for a story for the Winning Post, asked him about R. Drossen a couple of weeks ago, in fact, and he thought he wouldn't be ready to win first up, definitely ready to run in a race like this, and he's clearly a horse with ability. And you go back and look at his Rubiton run. Yes, he's finished second last, but he was hanging, wasn't fully stretching out. There were a few issues. He's been beaten just over 2.5 lengths, and you've got Super Cash, Hellbent, Merchant Navy, all in that race. So it was a hot race, and he's done a pretty fair job. His jump outs have been just fair, but I'm sure he'll be well-tuned for a good first-up return. 2 in for 3rd, Vega Magic. Just want to see him return to his best. He's clearly a very smart horse. He could blow them away. Blinkers first time. Maybe they're just looking for that extra little piece of magic to get him back on track. And number 8 in for 4th, Jukebox. I thought he was okay first up. Just a bit keen early in the run. He did get a 3-wide trail into it off Crystal Dreamer, but it sort of didn't really take him far enough, and I thought he did a pretty good job first up, but I'd be expecting him to be fitter again.
Same numbers for me, different order. 2 Vega Magic, 9 R. Drossen, 8 Jukebox, and 3 Voodoo Lad. So much for my fun facts, because I've got 2 first uppers and 2 from the Monash, just as you have. Best and value bet at Caulfield on Saturday.
I went for Olanira as my best, race 6, number 3. He's come up around $8 or $9. I think that's a nice price. I thought he was super second up at Mooney Valley. Wide the trip, just kept finding the line. And then my query was that he was going to be a run short going to the 2600 third up. And he got well back. The leader got out to a big lead, the horse of Wayne Walters, who I forget his name. But sort of stretched them out, and the winner wasn't that far
in choice.
Choice, that's it. The winner of Filago wasn't that far in front of Olenira. So, you could have made a case that he probably should have finished off a bit better, but he wasn't bad. And as I said, I was expecting that run to maybe just top him off for this. Got a good record at Caulfield too, 4 from 11. So can definitely back him each way, especially in a race where Bondiga is around $3.80 favourite. I think that suggests that, it's a pretty winnable race. He's in for second though, Bondiga. My value bet is Eagle Ridge, race 8, number 8. This is in the Vobis Gold Reef. We've hopped off Street Chic, best bet last two starts. Probably should have won both times. He's clearly a chance again, but he steps up sharply in weight. And I thought Eagle Ridge, bringing a different form line. He won a good maiden last prep. He returned with a good win at Sale. Forget Flemington, he had throat and heart issues. That's not ideal. He bounced back, thought pretty well on the synthetic. I thought he was okay at Sandown last start, getting a long way back in a race. Grey Worm, who he meets here on Saturday, controlled from in front. He just wants to lay in. I guess that's a bit of a query, but he should settle closer from that draw. I think $34 is massive overs for Eagle Ridge. The other race I'm keen to play is race 2. Unfortunately, the overs has already been knocked off for See Me Exceed. I think they went up $16, but $6 or $7 probably her right price. And 9 TARDIS. I've got TARDIS on top. She's a nice filly first up. She'll improve with a run, but Heath Connors apparently has her pretty forward for Saturday. And wide race, but happy to play around those two.
My best race, 9, number 12, Call Me Handsome. I'm heartened to see you agree with me, Joel. Speaking of horses that should have won the last couple of starts, in fact, both starts this campaign, could be ready to go. The Gelagotis brothers, the new tenants at Caulfield, will be pretty keen to kick off at their new home with a winner. And my value bet is for Gay and Adrian Bott, Dante Rossetti, race 5. Number 7, Mount Kilcoy, obviously does look a very smart horse. He's going to be hard to beat. But I think each way, having come good last start, Dante Rossetti at about $13 could be worth a dollar or two. Rose Hill Gardens is the venue for Sydney Racing on Saturday. There is a listed race, and that is race 7, the Winter Challenge. It's worth $150,000. It's over 1,500 metres, so of course we've mainly got your winter, your fit winter horses. There's a couple. Admiral Jello is resuming in Show a Star, resuming from a wide barrier. Sonic is also resuming, but most of these have been going around during June and July. Joel, what did you like there?
Yeah, most have come through the Civic Stakes and Winter Stakes. It's just a logical progression series of races. I'm with 16 Flo. Now, he was good first up, winning over 1,400, beating Invincible, who has raced really well this time in, expecting that form to hold up because I've got Invincible in for second. Flo went to the Civic Stakes, ran well for third, and then he was due to run in the Winter Stakes, but he got balloted. And he ran 12 at the 1,400 metres that day, and he got balloted. He had to run in the 1,200 metre benchmark race. Not really ideal. Coming back in trip, 60 kilos. He got sort of caught on a bit of a hot speed and just knocked up late, expecting 1,500 to suit better from a good gate and down 7 kilos. $8 each way, I think good odds. 4 Invincible, as I said, been going well. He drew 12 last start, drawn 1 on Saturday. Maybe that's the difference. 9 Mr. Seawolf, he missed the Winter Stakes, so he comes into this fresh. I think that'll suit. 1,500 ideal, and 8 Leopari also comes into this 4 weeks off, as was the case when he won the Civic Stakes at a good price.
Your best comes up quite early on the program, a race 2, number 5, the McCallum.
Yeah, he's a nice horse, this bloke. I made him my best bet, mainly because I sort of couldn't find anything else I was super keen on. That was at his first Australian start, and he ran well. He ran third. They pushed forward, wasn't much pace in the race. I think he'd be better with a bit of cover, and he'll get that on Saturday from Barrier 1. Jolly Honour took off at the 800. It was a winning move by Hugh Bowman. I thought the McCallum battled on well. 2,000 metres, as I said, barrier one ideal. If he's going to be a Saturday grade horse in Australia, I think he'll be taking care of this lot, because I think there's a bit of a tail. He's my best, and my value is Mega Mall. In the last, race 9, number 10. A few of these mares have got a few convictions, and I've gone for this one. She's got a bit of upside. She's only raced once since June last year. It was her first up run against the boys over 1,000 metres. She worked to the line well. Drawn barrier one, can settle closer. Glenn Schofield has one on her, and she's 4 from 6 on good ground. So if you delete her wet track runs, she's got a pretty handy record. Can certainly have something on her at 26-1.
Alrighty, Morphettville, as we mentioned, there is The always interesting UBet Lightning Stakes Race 6 pits the two-year-olds against the three-year-olds at weight for age, and this one certainly does look like you have never seen a match race like this. There's seven in it, but in your winning post guide, it's Nature Strip $1.50, Sunlight $2.30, rest of the field 67 or 101. So it'd be quite a set. Well, we wouldn't expect the Quinella to pay too much. Our entire panel in the winning post this week thinks Sunlight can get the cash.
Yeah, right. That's a bit of a surprise. I thought everyone would be in with Nature Strip. I don't really have a firm opinion either way, but if I was sort of leaning, I would have leant towards Sunlight. I thought I might have been sort of one out there. Nature Strip's created such a buzz this time in. I guess there's 7 kilos difference. Whether that's going to come into play over 1,050 metres, I'm not sure. He's such a big, strong thing, Nature Strip. But I think Sunlight's got plenty of toughness about her. So, yeah, not a race I'll be betting in, but if I was leaning, I would lean to her, and that seems like a few siding with me.
All right, race two, number six, is Richo's best bet. That is Miss Siska. Has won 3 of 4 this time in, and racing like the race till 1,600 will suit, and significantly, James Jordan does agree. Miss Siska leads off his gems in winning post this week. The other two were each way, and they ended up on the third page of Morfordville, which I did not bring in here, so I can't actually remember what they were. But, of course, you'll have your winning post in front of you because you needed to get that calendar. So just have a look at page 21 to find out James Jordan's best bets. Doobin is the venue for Queensland racing on Saturday. Quite a few early scratchings as we speak to you on Thursday afternoon, but Joel, you've got a couple that survive at the moment that we want to be backing.
Yeah, race 7 is my best. Bell Flyer, listeners will know I've got a bit of a soft spot for this bloke. He's just a ripper, really consistent racehorse, and nearly took out his home track sprint feature, the Ramorny. Ran a great second at big odds to have a say. Adam Hieronymus, up from Sydney to ride. I didn't see the final riders list. I'm not sure if he's picked up many other rides, but it looks like the horse he's gone there to ride, and I think it'll be a winning move. He's got a good record around this distance range, Bell Flyer. I think he'll be very hard to beat, and he's each way odds too. My value, not so much value, I think around $6 floating around. Was hoping for maybe a little bit more, but So Invincible, race 4, number 5. I think there's a few in this race that are well under the odds. It's not that strong a field. So Invincible missed the start last week, put him out of play, but he worked to the line well. 1350 is a positive, should settle closer if he can jump better. And as I said, it's a pretty limited sort of race, and his best would be good enough.
Belmonts once again for the last city meeting of the Perth season. And BJ Ryan likes race 3, number 7, Electric Light. Filly on the rise. Should be unbeaten from 3 starts. Bungled the start badly last time. Produced an amazing effort to finish a close up 3rd. Is up a bit in class, but if she jumps with them, should just win. And the fact that William Pike has opted for Electric Light ahead of the second favourite, Street Fury, will probably get a lot of punters on board. And BJ's value bet is race 8, number 6, minus looks each way. Earlier in the day, they are racing at Rotorua and Awapuni in New Zealand, Joel.
Yeah, my best for Rotorua is Hello M'lady, race 6, number 3. She's a talented mare. She's performed at stakes level okay in the past. I think she can sort of progress to open company and maybe stakes class this time in. First up, over 1,215 metres. She's well placed. She loves wet tracks. My value bet is Flag Down, race 9, number 4, racing well since getting up in trip, and even that's a big field, it's probably a bit of a tail to it, and he looks to have a bit of upside at the staying caper. Awapuni, my best, is High Quality. Form tapered off a little bit last prep on drier ground. First up run was excellent on a heavy track. His heavy form's good. Gets a 4 kilo claim here, just looks really well in, 53.5. I know it's 2100 on a heavy 11 second up, but he looked fit enough first up for the mile. Hopefully he's fit enough for the 2100 second up, and he'll be hard to beat. My value is So It Was. Give her another chance. She was a value bet at Pukekura last week. She sort of loomed out wide like she was really going to sprint over the top of them. Didn't quite happen, but she ran well for fifth, wasn't far off them, and she'll be each way odds again. Coming back in trip, I don't think is too big a concern. She's worth another each way ticket.
Okay, well, that wraps up the big Saturday of racing around Australia. When you get your winning post with calendar inside, of course, you'll also get all the form for Friday, Saturday and Sunday, plus all your favourite features, spot changes, crossword, trivia quiz, columns by... you got your say, more say, columns by Richo, Shane Templeton, Matt Stewart, Steve Pateman, Blast from the Past this week, Matt Gatt. So plenty of great reading to keep you going through the weekend, and of course a calendar to keep you going for 12 months, value $20, whole lot's only $5.50. If you haven't got it already, run, don't walk, to the newsagent to pick it up. Joel, your best $20 bet of the weekend, please.
The McKellen for me, Rose Hill Race 2, number 5. Nice and early, get your bank for the day.
And if you still got any of that left at 4:55 p.m. Eastern, Race 9, number 12 at Caulfield, call me handsome. Have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners. We'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.